There's two ways to take information: video, voice, in person, books, YouTube, and there's another way, but I can't remember right now. If you're not, oh, go ahead.
Hey, Marquise, I've been thinking about what I would ask you. I appreciate you bringing me up. I was going to answer a question about spaces. On the subject of using Google, I just went back to college for the first time in 7 years. And
congrats.
I was going to say, I'm no longer in college. I went for one semester. And my experience that was very alarming to me was how poorly kids are still using search engines. And I guess what I wanted to ask you, as it like a true authority in all this stuff, I mean, I've been following you since like the MySpace days.
Oh, no.
But like, yeah. You are actually an authority on marketing in 2021 in a way that a lot of people right now, especially in Clubhouse, are purporting themselves to be, are describing themselves. And I would actually just ask you to address that, because I see it as a huge disparity. I'm writing an essay that you would definitely hate, that's arguing that the average person on social media, unless you explicitly determine that you're going to be a marketing person, that you avoid any sort of strategy. But you're the perfect example of someone who is like actually an authority. I guess I would just ask you to address that, like, which is
there's multiple ways you can be someone or something. There's not one way to go about anything. Now, me, as far as strategy is concerned, mine is more focused on like having a schedule. Like, so not like going by A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's like, okay, A, wake up at 9:30 so I could do my TikToks before I go eat breakfast, before I go to the gym, before I do this. Not telling you exactly what TikToks to do, what to wear, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like, as long as you're consistent, consistency is key. If you're not consistent, if people don't know you by something, then you're not going to be known for anything. So Will Smith, actor, he became great at the actor. Then he started doing music. Then he started doing movies. 50 Cent, anybody you look at, they did something first, then they branched off doing other things. Same thing I'm thinking about. I branched off into different things just by accident because of who I was and the people that I knew, and I got connections. But as far as the Google is concerned, yes, Google, I tell people all the time, it's like when they're right next to me, it's like, why don't you use your smartphone? It's you paid $1,000 for that, for your iPhone in your hand, and you're like, how do you do this? Or you ask me a question that your phone can literally do. You're asking me that. And I'm not saying it in a cocky way. I'm just saying the thing in your hand can literally, you probably could have got the answer faster from that phone than you would have asked me, which would have saved you time. And time is money, and time is power, and power equals currency, current currency. You guys know all that, mama jamma or whatever. So people don't know how to use Google. People don't know how to use the internet. And I used to be one of those people. One thing clicked in my head one day is I talked to myself in my head. Y'all don't talk about me. Don't call me crazy. But I think it's a must that you must talk to yourself in your head. And it's not actually words coming out of your mouth. You're literally talking to yourself in your brain. I don't know if other people do that. You can actually hear a voice and everything, but I'm not really saying anything. And I was on the internet. And I did, I literally went to 4 websites every single day. I went to 4 websites. I don't know what era of time this was in, but let's just say I went to Google because that was my default setting browser. Then from Google, I would type in whatever it was, MySpace or Facebook. I would log into Facebook, and then I would get on my next social media platform, and then I would get on my email. And I did that every day. And I was like, one thing it just popped in my head. I was like, why the fuck? Isn't this the worldwide? I literally said this to myself. Isn't this the worldwide web? What else is out there? Get out of your comfort zone. Just go on Google. Just look up shit. Just type up shit. Click on links. Like all type of shit. Yeah, my grandma's computer got bugs and fucking all type of shit. And sometimes she kicked me off, and people have to come over and fix the computer. But you know, that's how I found the dark web. That's how I found Black Hat. That's how I found hackers from Ukraine and Russia. And that's how I found out that, you know, Instagram and Twitter, they're manipulating their own social media platforms. That's when I started finding out about panels, and I started finding out about followers and fake followers and, you know, likes and growing your page, merges and fucking all type of shit. Like, it's the real internet, it's untouchable. The things you can get on the internet, from a kidney to a hitman to buying an Instagram page, buying a Twitter page, promo to Bitcoin and purchasing things, like, it's literally, you can do what you want. Like, it's literally like the Matrix, literally. I'm not even gonna lie. But you do have to get dirty. And what I mean by that is, you know, you do have to get on these websites, use an IP address. All right. Protect your identity. You do have to get on these websites. You might pay for something. It might be a scam. You might create a login or a password, and these people might be, you know, grabbing your information, but they still might be giving you access. But in exchange, they're getting your information or whatever. You have to do deals with people that they want the money first. And you don't know these people, and you don't never seen their face, never heard their voice, but they're offering you something that you want, and you got to give them the money first and pray to God that you receive what you're asking for. Like, you just got to take those risks. If you don't take those risks, then you'll never reap the benefits or get into a status that you really want to get to. It's the same way in the music industry or any real estate business or anything. You have to do something for somebody for you to get something in exchange. And that's what they call, like, the Illuminati, or that's what you see people, oh, you are part of this group or a part of that group. It's like, to grow, you have to, because there's people that are already in those spots. You either got to take that spot, you have to fill that spot, or you're going to continue to be under a certain level, because there are gatekeepers. If you guys ever heard of a gatekeeper, a gatekeeper is a person that's in a certain industry that holds that spot, holds that position, and the overseer of everything that happens in that industry. Either you're with us, you build with us, you connect with us, we know about you, or we're just not going to let you just, you know, become successful out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? It's like the government knocking and tapping at your door, like, hey, like, what are you doing over here building Facebook? Like, what is all this information you got? Like, can you control that? Like, come holler at us. Like, come to our course. We want to ask you some questions, sir. Thank you. So, yeah, David, hope that answer your question a little bit. But I would like to see that research paper, though, whenever you get finished with it.
Actually, I was on the topic of gatekeeping. I did do research a little bit. I really wanted to write the book about Facebook. I'm glad that someone else did, because I burnt out for sure. And write an academic paper is what I wanted to do. But a lot of the reason why people don't know how to use these things better, like Google, like using quotation marks, okay, to search an exact phrase on Google. One of the reasons why, it's not people's fault. It's not because people are dumb. It's because there is no business incentive for a tool like Google, which is not primarily a tool, right? It's like Google Alphabet, the company that makes Google, no longer makes Google primarily to be a search engine. It's primarily to generate ad revenue. A search engine is the way to get you in. But what I was saying is there's no business incentive for them to teach you how to use these tools. That's why Facebook differentiates from like a lot of other software, in that it is not designed to be as usable as possible. It's not designed to help users accomplish specific tasks. It's actually designed to lead you around on a leash. But the answer is, like, I always wondered why people weren't more comfortable using search engines. And I think I'm just curious. And so I have poked around on the web. One thing, like your advice to just go around on the web, one thing that I've found, use a password manager. Anyone that is listening, for God's sakes, use a password manager. And use unique passwords, use long passwords. I would definitely, like, if I had one thing to advocate for, it's a password manager. But yeah, thanks for engaging with me. This is like a weird once in a lifetime opportunity. Thanks Twitter Spaces, I guess.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's definitely cool. I have to work it better, or they have to work this better for my account, at least, because I guess I follow so many people, so they have to send out, I guess, 4.6 million, I guess.
Oh, I'm sure you broke something. It's also notable that Twitter is the most negligent software company. Actually, the most negligent company I have ever encountered. Good news, they're actually really designing, they're focusing the platform for people like you, who what I would describe as professional social media users as opposed to regular users. But that's what I originally wanted to say, is like, there are people for whom like using social media has nothing to do about growth and they just want to casually use it. And that's the original group of people who use social back in, you know, the aughts. The original people on Twitter were just screwing around. And I don't think that there's like I'm not saying that it's good or bad. I just think we need to start differentiating between people who like want to do marketing stuff, want to explicitly move in that direction, and people who just want to bumble around. Because I feel like the two are getting confused and it's wasting a lot of time right now.
Yeah, it's definitely feeling like that. Twitter is moving towards that space. And you got to remember something that I learned. Twitter is still a private company. So that means they control everything. So it's still, you know, like Twitter. I mean, I don't want to, you know, get into like deep things, but Twitter still has XXX content, you know, on here. One, Instagram boots people off. Snapchat boots people off. Twitter, you can post whatever you want. As long as you're not, you know, that T word, you're pretty much good on Twitter. So I like it for that too. It gives you real freedom to speak, even though they did kick off Donald Trump. What's his name? I haven't seen him so much. Farrakhan. Is Farrakhan on Twitter, guys? Anybody can put like the thumbs down emoji or the sad emoji and let me know that he's on or he's not on here. I don't know. But I know that he got kicked off as well off the most social media platforms. And we're getting to a point like that anyway, to where there's going to be a lot of control for the social media spaces. So hopefully it gets better over time. But who knows, man? Let me see if I can remove Sin. I'm trying to. If you guys want to come up and talk, I'm adding people.
What's going on, Matisse?
What's popping?
And I just want to say thanks, you know, for opening up this space, for spreading your knowledge, because, you know, knowledge is power. And, you know, I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm just trying to, because I've seen and done so much recently. I'm just trying to, like, share as much as possible. I don't want nobody to be stuck or tied down to anything, because I literally came from South Central L.A., you feel me? Like, I came from 71st and Budlong, South Central L.A., between, you know, Hoovers, A-Trade Gangsters, and Crips in a real bad neighborhood. That's where I come from. I lived in Compton. I lived in Inglewood, so I'm just trying to share everything. I'm trying to share it all.
That's another huge difference between you and basically everyone else I've ever seen talk about crypto. Like, you're the only person I would actually listen to about crypto or social media strategy, for that matter.
What were you saying, relevancy?